Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is November 15th, 2015, and today we're celebrating the life of Austrian composer Franz Peter Schubert. Schubert died November 19, 1828, at the age of 31, and during his short life, he composed a great many works. He did sacred music, masses, operas, songs for ensembles and chamber orchestras, over 600 works composed by Schubert. According to biography.com, Franz Peter Schubert was born on January 31, 1797, in Himmelfortgund, Austria. He was the son of a schoolmaster. He received a thorough musical education and won a scholarship to boarding school. Although he was never rich, the composer's work gained recognition and popularity mostly after he passed away, and noted for bridging classical and romantic composition. He died in 1828 in Vienna, Austria. Our first selection for today's program was composed in 1816, the Deutsche Salve Regina in F, composed for mixed chorus and organ. The chorus for this is the Vienna Chamber Chorus, with help from the Vienna Orpheus Orchestra, with Martin Nowak on the organ. Recorded in 1996, the Deutsche Salve Regina. You're listening to At the Organ. Today we're celebrating the music and life of Franz Peter Schubert. In 1818, Schubert, who had not only found a welcome audience for some of his music, but also grew tired of teaching, left education to pursue music full-time. Now, this decision was sparked in part by the first public performance of one of his works, the Italian Overture in C Major, which was performed March 1st, 1818 in Vienna. In 1985, organist Nigel Rawthorne released his album Hallelujah, which features Rawthorne's arrangement of Schubert's March Militaire, performed on a 1962 Harrison & Harrison pipe organ at Coventry Cathedral in Coventry, England.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
In 1872, a memorial to Schubert was constructed in the Stadtpark in Vienna, and in 1888, his grave, along with Beethoven's, was relocated to Zentralfriedhof, the Viennese cemetery that is among the largest in the world. There, Schubert was placed alongside fellow musical giants Johann Strauss II and Johannes Brahms. Pertti Irola is music director at Johannes Church in Helsinki, where he serves as organist and conductor of the chamber choir and orchestra. He has worked in recordings as a pianist, organist, and conductor. He has served as coach of the Finnish National Opera and the Savonlinna Opera Festival, and has been on the faculty of the Sibelius Academy since 1984. In this selection, he's performing with soprano Pia Comsi on her album Solaris Works for Soprano and String Quartet. This is another Salve Regina by Schubert, this one composed in 1815 and updated in 1823. It's called the Zweites Offertorium, Opus 47. Today we're celebrating the life and music of Franz Schubert. Now, Schubert wrote the music for the Ave Maria in 1825, but the words we know now were not originally part of this music. The music was composed as a setting for words by Scottish author Sir Walter Scott. The work by Scott was called The Lady of the Lake. The work described a fictional struggle in the 16th century between several Scottish Highland clans, some loyal to the King James V of Scotland and some not. The beautiful young heroine, Ellen Douglas, is forced to hide out in a mountain cave along with her father, James Douglas. In that cave, she sings a song, Hymn to the Virgin, a prayer to the Virgin Mary for help and comfort. Now, this song occurs in Song 3 of The Lady of the Lake, stanza 29. Philip Adam Strock translated the work into German, and the music for the Ave Maria was composed for that third song, called Ellen's Third Song. The words we now know were composed and added sometime later. This is one of Schubert's most popular works. In fact, the publisher paid Schubert £20 sterling, a good price in those days. This is the Ave Maria, Opus 52, Number 6, Jacques Bouchon on a 1996 Cassavant pipe organ in the Église Sainte Famille in Quebec with Anne Robert on the violin.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ, playing the music of Franz Peter Schubert. Well, for a long time, and indeed during his entire lifetime, Franz Schubert was the epitome of the unappreciated and unrecognized genius. His music was treasured by a group of friends and connoisseurs who had gathered together for private performances, but most of it had to wait until after his untimely death to be rediscovered and finally published. Only since the middle of the 20th century has Schubert managed to shake free of the popular image of impoverished bohemian and eternal youth to find rehabilitation as a tragic poet, becoming one of the best-loved figures in the history of music. In contrast to the all-overshadowing Beethoven, Schubert does not intimidate, but he certainly does impress. His music is no less divine, his outpourings heart-wrenching and heartwarming at the same time. Composed in 1828, this is one of Schubert's very last compositions. It's a work for four hands. It's Schubert's Fugue in E Minor, played on the 1901 Flighton and Robinson Farley Pipe Organ at St. Mary the Virgin Church in Ottery St. Mary in East Devon, England. The organist is Paul Durrett.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.